This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Ukraine's president says the Ukrainian military has regained control of the Kharkiv region. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Our soldiers have now managed to take under their control the territory on the border where the Russian invaders entered. I thank every unit that provides the necessary results in the destruction of the occupier. Zelensky's announcement appeared to be clashing with those made by Russian officials. Russian news reported that Viktor Vodolatsky, a member of Russia's parliament, said Russian forces now controlled more than half of the town of Vovchansk, which is 3 miles inside the border of Kharkiv. Ukraine's problems have been mounting in recent months as it tries to hold out against Russia, and the war appears to be at a critical juncture. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
More than 300 people and over 1,100 houses were buried in a massive landslide that leveled a remote village in northern Papua New Guinea, according to local media reports. Reuters' Ryan Chang has the story.
The landslide leveled homes in Enga province, around 370 miles north of the capital, Port Moresby. Videos verified by Reuters show men digging through soil, clambering over rocks, uprooted trees, and mounds of dirt, searching for survivors. Papua New Guinea's media, citing a member of the country's parliament, said the landslide buried over 8,000 homes.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. Police say a massive fire broke out in an amusement park in western India, leaving at least 22 people dead. The fire erupted at the park in the city of Rashkot in Gujarat state on Saturday. Police Commissioner Raju Bagara told reporters that the fire was under control and the rescue operation underway, with 20 bodies recovered. The amusement park was privately owned, and Bagara said police will file a case of negligence against the owner. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Efforts to draft a pandemic treaty falter as countries disagree on how to respond to the next emergency. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
After millions of deaths, unprecedented lockdowns, and economic impacts of COVID-19, World Health Organization member countries work to set guidelines on how to stop future pandemics and better share resources. But the 194 members are unable to agree to a draft treaty before Monday's annual meeting in Geneva, although they vow to keep trying. Negotiators, among other things, are trying to bridge the gap that occurred between COVID vaccine availability in richer and poorer countries. I'm Jackie Quinn.
South Africa's four main political parties have begun a final weekend of campaigning before a possibly pivotal election that could bring the country's most important change in 30 years. The long-ruling African National Congress has been in the government ever since the end of white minority rule in 1994. Supporters gathered at a soccer stadium in Johannesburg on Saturday to hear party leader and South African President Cyril Ramaphosa speak. The ANC is under unprecedented pressure to keep hold of its parliamentary majority in Africa's most advanced country. Wednesday's vote could be a landmark moment when the party, once led by Nelson Mandela, drops below 50% of the vote for the first time. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is scheduled to make an official visit to Cambodia, one of China's closest allies in Southeast Asia, after holding talks with his Chinese counterpart at an annual security conference in Singapore. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The U.S. Defense Department said Austin would travel next week to Singapore, Cambodia, and France. He will visit Cambodia June 4th after attending the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore. Among the talks he is planning, there is one with his Chinese counterpart, Admiral Dong Jun. The encounter would be part of an effort to patch up ties that have deteriorated over Beijing's aggressive policies toward Taiwan and its vast territorial claims in the South China Sea. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
An advanced team of Kenyan police officials who were assessing preparedness before a multinational force is deployed to quell violence in Haiti is heading back home after the planned deployment was delayed over logistical issues. The team is due to arrive back from Haiti on Monday after recommending a deployment delay that was later announced by the president. A senior Kenyan official who declined to be named, as they are not the official spokesperson, said the bases were still under construction and crucial resources, including vehicles, are needed before deployment of the first 200 police officers from Kenya can happen. The deployment was due to take place this week, but President William Ruto said it would be delayed for 3 weeks. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.